Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Carla, with you being a mom, I'm just really surprised at your answer.
I just feel like, you know, until they prove otherwise, we have to show our kids some trust. So this woman wrote in, this is the first year her 13-year-old daughter will be splitting time between this woman's house and her father's. They divorced and they live separate. So her and her husband are fighting over these ground rules, basically for the school year. Her daughter wants to do homework in her room with her boyfriend. She's like, you know, I don't have a problem with it as long as she keeps the door open. The husband is like, you know, I don't think it's a big deal. They can do their homework in there. And until she shows us we can't trust her, I feel like we need to show our daughter, you know, she's fine. You can do your homework in there, shut the door, whatever. And the mom's like, absolutely not. The mom's like, I know what I did when I was 13 years old. I have a big problem with it. And she thinks he's siding with the daughter just to make her look bad. There's a whole bunch of petty stuff going on. But at the end of the day, you know, and I bet nobody's really going to agree with me, but I feel like I agree with the husband.
So
you should trust the
13-year-old. You're already accepting the fact that you're wrong.
I think you should trust the kid if they're good kids.
No.
You acting all crazy like, no, you guys aren't going in. No. It's going to plant stuff in their head and make them feel like they can't be trusted.
Fundamentally, this has nothing to do with trust.
What's it have to do with?
It has everything to do with ground rules, respect for me and my wife and our home. I don't care if it's my daughter or son or whatever. You're not going in the bedroom.
You can sit
there at the kitchen table. You can go in the living room. You can go down the basement. I'll even make you a pitcher of Kool-Aid and bake some cookies. But at the end of the day, you're not going in the bedroom. That is out of bounds.
If the dad's okay with it, obviously he has some trust. They've met this kid.
Okay. 869-1093. I didn't mean to cut you off,
Carl. Not done.
Well,
now I'm done.
Can we let the listener speak now?
Fine.
Hey, girl, you letting them in the bedroom or no?
No. My 14-year-old niece is pregnant because we let her do homework in the same room as her boyfriend.
See?
Oh my God.
Yeah, see, and her and everybody
I'm be checking
else,
on
her and everybody else in the family's going to be in a hospital waiting room, just like I said, waiting for the doctor to come out.
I'm going to be checking on him like every 10 minutes.
Yeah, we thought we were doing the same thing, too. I mean, we have a huge family. We don't just let them. Somehow they can't figure out a way. And it was all fun and clear with adults home and everything. Somehow they were sneaking it in, obviously, because...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. See, there it is. He doesn't even need to be in the bedroom. Thank you for calling.
No,
not in the bedroom. You're going to end up like that lady and her niece right there. Hello, 869-1093. You agree with me?
I do, hey, man. I do. They should be at the table.
Yeah.
I just, kids be doing too much, and especially boys nowadays. And like you said, it's not that. It's just about respect. Just about, you know, he can't just come to her house and go in her room. No, I can't do that. I agree with you. At the kitchen table.
Thank you.
Yeah, then I'll ask him.
Sorry,
I get you some?
Yeah,
that's all
right. Most of the time, I agree with you, but you know what I mean. Like, you just gotta have. It's about respect, and if you're teaching them that it's okay to be laid up in the room at 13,
Lord help me,
at 13 with the door closed.
Oh,
yeah, no, I'm not that mama. I ain't going for that.
Hell no. All right, girl.
Not happening. Have a good day, y'all.
Bye.
You too.
See, laid up in the room. I didn't say.
I'm not putting up with it. And you got them going on and everything. Things are happening. You don't know. They're sneaking. They don't hear any footsteps. And then all of a sudden, voila.
I didn't say laid up in the room.
Whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.